Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's a Monday. It's a fun day. Every day that ends in Y is your day. Are we clear? Checking, check, check. One, two, three. Are we clear all around the world that every day that ends in Y is your day, regardless of what the calendar says? Are we clear? Hey, it's an amazing time to be alive. It's an amazing time to be online, to be offline. It's an amazing time to be confident. Don't let your confidence intimidate other people. That's a you problem, meaning that's their problem. Can I tell you, can I just be honest with you, can I tell you how many times my confidence has alienated other people? And you know what I say to that? Tough tiddlywinks, my friend. And that's how we start the new week, April 11th, 2016. I hope you fired up. By the way, before we get into the confidence show and how it alienates other people who not that they don't have confidence, it's they don't have a positive attitude. So I'm supposed to be mopey and dopey and just because your life sucks? Nah, it doesn't work that way. Homie, don't play that game. 10 years ago, I made a decision. What'd you make, Sam? I made a decision that I'm not going to be the negative guy dragging everybody down. The Kohiki crab. As Robert Kiyosaki described. Oh, what's the Kohiki crab, you ask? Oh, the ex-stutter is getting fired up. Is it okay if I stutter when I get excited? The Kohiki crab is indigenous to the Hawaiian Islands. And when the other crabs get into the can and the Kohiki tries to get out of the coffee can, the other negative, nasty crabs drag his ass back down into that can and say, "You ain't getting out of this can, Kohiki man. No, you're staying down in here with us because we don't want to get out of the can where the sunlight is, where the water is, where the beach is, where the rest of eternity is. No, 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 no. You stay in here and you'd be miserable with us." No, it ain't going to work that way. Not for you. No, let other people be the Kohiki crab. We're 2 days away from launch day of the Everyday Saturday Academy. Are you in? Are you in or are you out? Just got to know. Hit me up on Twitter. It doesn't matter. Are you in or are you out? At Sam Crowley on Twitter. At Sam Crowley. Couple people seem to be in so far. Jay, I'm not even going to try to pronounce your last name, at Jay Fiverr. Boy, I'm not going to do it, man. Well, maybe I will. Shantha Langsey. Jay, Shantha Langsey, he's in. Shout out to Jay. Let's see who else is in. Hold on. At Sam Crowley, just going. Monty Four, at Monty Wills, you're in. Fire it up. Who else? Let's see. Who else? Hey, shout out to Nick. Oh, boy. Lemuron. Nick Lemuron says, been listening to your podcast starting a few weeks ago. Have to say they're on fire. Very motivational. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. A lot of people, man. Scarlet Park, fired up. Great to have you. Stacy Cross. All right. Okay. I could go through my Twitter feed. Here's the bottom line. Yin or yout? I'm doing a pre-launch starting Wednesday the 13th, and when you see the bonuses tagged to this, what's the Everyday Saturday Academy? What is it? Well, do you like finding your passion and purpose in life? Would you be interested in making money? It's from mindset to money and everything in between. Remember that, class. It's from mindset to money and everything in between, marketing, all of that. You want to learn from somebody who just tells it just the way it is, man. It doesn't need to be complicated. Did I say it was going to be easy? No, I didn't say it was going to be easy. I said it was going to be worth it. You want easy? Go down to the convenience store. I get so flipping fired up, man. If you could see me right now, my hair is literally on fire. I can't speak okay? Which is odd that I've been speaking this long and getting paid to do it, but I can't really speak that well. And that's what actually makes it even more fun. You want to sound like Porky Frickin' Pig and be a professional speaker your whole life? Go do it, man. It's an amazing feeling when most people are like, I don't know how you're a speaker because you can't speak. I was like, you know, that's funny. I don't know how you're alive because you ain't breathing. You were dead at the age of 25. It's taken 50 freaking years to bury your ass. You know what I'm talking about? So I don't know how I'm a speaker either. I don't know why people pay me these stupid, crazy sums of money to go speak at their events when I can't put two syllables together without butchering the English language. But you know what? I stopped asking those questions a long time ago. I stopped asking those questions a long time ago. Okay? Now I just show up and I bring it. Do you want to bring it? No, I don't want to bring it. I want to go to work. I want to wake up. I want to buy things I can't afford with money I don't have to impress people that I don't even like. I want a big house in the suburbs. I want three cars. I want a country club membership. And I want people to notice me, and I want jewelry, and I want money, and I want bank accounts. Oh, hey, that's cool. You want to add any value to your life? No, I don't want to add any value to my life. I just want to go around sucking the life out of other people. That's all I want to do. Great. See, that's the individual who's threatened by your positive attitude. When you go into work today or wherever you go, the grocery store, church, wherever it is, man, you give somebody the flipping hardest high five they've ever gotten in their life. Smack them on the back and say, "How are you, champion?" And see what they do. They're going to call the police. I'm telling you that much right now. Not forget the slapping part, because that's actually could be misconstrued as assault. So don't do that unless you're going to say, "How you doing, champion? Great to see you." All right? I've done it so hard before, I think I damn near knocked somebody's vertebrae out. Okay? But that's that. You don't need to do that. Just smile at someone, and they'll think you've lost your mind. All right? But don't ever be threatened by having a positive attitude. Let me tell you something, man. As an individual who gets up with the roosters in the morning. Now, I go to bed at 9, 9:30. Okay, I give you that much. I miss a lot what's going on. But Mama said nothing good happens after dark, so I've been listening to that for the last 48 years. Nothing good happens after dark, okay? Let me tell you something. As an individual who hits the ground running and makes sure they're in a great attitude, you're the entire rest of your day. The entire rest of your day is dictated by the first 30 minutes of how you're going to wake up. It's raining outside. Okay, it's raining. Isn't that wild? It's raining. Okay, what's that mean? I don't even know what that means. If you're a duck, you couldn't be more excited. But if you're not, and you got to take it the other way, then you're going to ruin the rest of your day. And how's that going to work financially for you? You're going to miss opportunities. Your output's going to be terrible. Let me tell you something. When I'm having a bad day, I grab this microphone and I force myself to be happy like I ate the damn banana sideways. You know what I'm talking about? And that's how we start Monday, and that's how we start Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay? Every day that ends in Y is your day. So when you get out this morning or tomorrow morning and every morning this week, you make sure you start in the best flipping attitude. What other choice do you have? Bad attitude? Come on, man. That's going to ruin your day. And just watch. Watch how everything, it's funny. I didn't make the rules. I don't make the news. I just report it, but it's really funny how when you start your day in a great attitude of gratitude, how everything seems to line up and you get lucky. Right? You get lucky. Somebody connects with you. A business, here or there, an opportunity, checks start flowing into your bank account. It's just funny. And the negative know-it-alls, they don't think it's funny. They think you suck. But you know what? You don't. I'm here to tell you that you don't suck. I'm here to tell you that life could never possibly be better than it is right now because your attitude determines everything. And those people that are jealous and they're having a bad day and it must be nice to be you, and they'll go away. They'll go away. They'll be like the vampire, and your attitude will be like the garlic. You know what I'm talking about? They'll never come around again, and you'll start attracting people into your life that are going to empower you, that are going to inspire you, that are going to take you to heights that you never even dreamed of. And guys, this isn't just hyperbole. It happens all the time, but it only happens to the people that got the positive attitude. Is that good enough for a Monday morning? Did we hit it out of the park? Oh, by the way, are you in for the Academy? Are you in for the Every Day is Saturday Academy? Are you in? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.